Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate it. Listen, subscribe and follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. What a day for the Philadelphia Eagles. What a statement by the Philadelphia Eagles to go to Cincinnati and not just win, not just get the win we've been waiting for a long time over a good team. I still think Cincinnati will end up a good team, still could make the playoffs, even though they've had a tough start record-wise and are 0-4 at home. But to win that football game by 20 points and to bounce back from the way it started there with Burrow going right down the field to start the game, that game yesterday was a season changer. It was an eye-opener. It was one that you cannot ignore. I don't care how much you doubt you came into the season with. And I came into the season with a ton of doubt about this Philadelphia Eagles team, about this season, about Nick Sirianni, about the trajectory of Jalen Hurts, everything. I doubted it all. I couldn't get past how last season ended. And then this season began. And the first four games looked a heck of a lot like last year. But since the bye, they've come out and they've beat the snot out of the Browns, Giants, and Bengals, especially on the defensive side of the football, with now peak efficiency on the offensive. So I want to go through the four people who I thought made the biggest statements today in a victory we're going to talk about all week long on WIP that sets up the season, that now gives us something to look forward to, a real playoff race this year. And the playoff race, the NFC, is going to be really, really fascinating and challenging with a big threat in the division with the Washington Commanders, a ton of wild card contenders. There is no lock a 10-win team makes the playoffs this year in the NFC. That could miss that. In fact, I'm going to predict right now a 10-win team is going to miss the playoffs in the NFC. That's how good this conference is. So we're looking at tiebreakers. We're looking at a lot that's on the line now over the next, 10 weeks or so for the regular season. But what a victory yesterday. So many big moments. A touchdown catch by Devontae Smith, 45 yards in the end zone. Jalen Hurts being decisive in the pocket, showing good pocket presence. The Cooper DeJean play, the Zach Bond play, the Isaiah Rodgers play. It was all on display yesterday against Bengals. Let's go through it. All right, the number one statement that was made yesterday was made by the Eagles quarterback, and that was made by Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was brilliant in the game yesterday, 16 of 20. Peak efficiency, zero turnovers, ran for three touchdowns, threw the bomb to Devontae Smith. He was better and better and better and better as the game went on. He finished his last 13 attempts. So he threw a pass in the third quarter, but on the flat, to Kenny Gainwell that was nearly picked off. It was his one bad decision of the day. After that play, Jalen Hurts went 13 of 13 for 200 yards. One touchdown, no interceptions, a 144.4 passer rating. He had three touchdown runs from that moment on. It is as good of a bounce back, it's as good of a statement win as you're going to find in the NFL this year. Jalen Hurts took on all the doubt that he had rightfully contributed to because he hadn't played his best football, and he channeled it. And I thought yesterday was the best pocket presence I've seen Jalen Hurts have in maybe ever, but certainly in 2 years. Certainly in two full years, never saw that kind of pocket presence where he bought time within the pocket, then delivered the football. I don't think it's a coincidence. The offense was under center more than it has been any game this season. I think it gave him a firm sense of the pocket. The pocket wasn't moving. It was his pocket. Love that. Love they were under center more. He was stepping up in the pocket. He was waiting for receivers to come open. A couple times was A.J. Brown, one on a comeback route, one on a crosser over the middle. He waded through it over the middle of the field. It was a brilliant Jalen Hurts performance. And now the doubt about Hurts could subside. And now we can look forward. And I did point this out. I've been wrong about a lot of things this season. But I have been right about this. Jalen Hurts, if you go back and look from Alabama to Oklahoma to the Eagles, when he has a new offense, September is always choppy. It takes him that full month, and then October is when he starts to play his best football. Now, we'll see if he can keep playing his best football and how much of this, sustains over the course of the next couple months, but October is when it starts to click, and it's clicked here for the Eagles. That bye may have been at the perfect time to save their season after the Tampa Bay game. It's a statement game by Jalen Hurts. And it's not lost on him. It's not lost on anyone that supports Jalen Hurts that he went up against Joe Burrow, a guy that we all said last week, basically everyone on WIP, not every caller, but a lot of people, you know, agree with the idea that the Bengals had the better quarterback in the game. And I don't think one game changes a career, but on Sunday they didn't have the better quarterback. Jalen Hurts was every bit the player that Joe Burrow was on Sunday, if not better than him, on the field on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Statement number one went to Jalen Hurts, who now in totality looks like he's trending back towards being a top 10 quarterback in the league again. Number two, second biggest statement, Vic Fangio. You know, a lot of people wondered, like, hey, when is this Vic Fangio defense showing up? Because you watched him play week one against the Packers, big play after big play. They did stand up in the red zone, but a lot of big plays. You watched him play against Atlanta week two, and it's like, man, Kirk Cousins right down the field when he needed it in the fourth quarter. They stood up. They played well in New Orleans, but you said, well, they lost their center, and that's not really a good team anyway, even though they had played well the first couple games. All right, go to Tampa, week four. What do you got? Torched, destroyed, killed. I mean, they weren't even competitive, couldn't cover anybody, made it easy for Baker Mayfield all day long. They go into the bye, and we wonder, all right, what is this defense? Okay, can they actually – they're better than last year, sure, because they can't be worse, but is Vic Fangio really going to be the difference maker he was made out to be? Well, over the last 3 weeks, against the Browns, the Giants, and now Joe Burrow and the Bengals, so we can remove, it's only the Browns and Giants thing out of the equation. The Eagles have held those three teams combined to 29 total points. I thought after the first quarter yesterday, or first drive by the Bengals, that we were in for a tough day. After that, so the Bengals opening drive, 10 minutes and 4 seconds, 17 plays, 70 yards, and touchdown. After that, the Bengals had 8 possessions. They held the ball for 18 minutes and 8 seconds. They had 10 points. Over the next 8 drives, they had 10 points. The Eagles took the ball away from them twice, and there was a turnover on downs. And then late in the game, which is when you need your defense to play its best football, late in the game, the Eagles' defense stood on its head. On 3 straight possessions, they took the ball away from the Cincinnati Bengals in dramatic fashion. Dramatic fashion. Late third quarter, after the Eagles go up 24-17, a panic move by Zach Taylor. He goes for it on 4th and 3, whatever it was, you know, right by, you know, they're on their own side of the football field. Cooper DeJean, who's running with Jamar Chase, as Chase goes in motion, runs with him. Chase stops on a dime, goes back the other way. It's a kind of a little quick throw to the flat to Jamar Chase, trying to get him into space. And Cooper DeJean has the speed to run downhill like a DB, but the power with the tackle like a linebacker. That was a heck of a play. Next possession. Eagles get a field goal off that turnover. It's 27-17. Isaiah Rodgers in the game as the Bengals are on midfield, 12 minutes to go in the game, trying to cut the lead to 3. And you have Joe Burrow trying to go after Isaiah Rodgers, who had come in for Darius Slay, who had a groin issue. Rodgers makes an unreal play to tip the ball up in the air to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who was trailing the play in coverage over the top. Boom, interception, and the game was virtually sealed. And then the next possession, if you weren't convinced yet, it was sealed. The next possession, Zach Bond with the punch-out, force-out fumble. What an incredible back-to-back-to-back runs by the Eagles on their defense. A Vic Fangio day. This is his defense. It is a market improvement from last year. It is exactly what the Eagles brought him here to do. He's getting good play out of his corners, his young corners. He's getting good play out of his linebackers who continue to make plays with Bond and Nakobe Dean. And his defensive line continues to grow week by week. Ajomo getting pressure. Nolan Smith, 3 straight games with a sack. Josh Sweat's been their most consistent edge rusher all year. BG still making big plays. You know, this has been a masterclass the last couple weeks by Vic Fangio. And if he get this defense to play at this level the rest of the year, the Eagles are going to win a lot of football games, and they're probably going to win the division. So, statement number two made by Vic Fangio. Statement three, somewhere Howie Roseman has to just be winking and nodding everyone. Like, see, I got you. I had this. The draft looks like a home run by the Philadelphia Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell, you look at the numbers he's put out there since he became a starter, or really since the beginning of the season, he's been incredible. So yesterday he allowed 2 receptions on 2 targets for 12 yards, according to Next Gen Stats. Through Mitchell's first 7 games, he's allowed just 18 receptions on 35 targets. That's a 51% completion percentage, 0 TDs on the rookie. Then you factor in Cooper DeJean. I don't know if I've ever seen a nickelback make this much difference in a game or in a team's defense. You know, I don't want to go over the top, but it reminds me a couple years ago when Trent McDuffie came in for the Chiefs and what he was able to become. And big picture, I feel like there's elements of Cooper's game to Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson had that kind of impact at the cornerback position when they put him in the nickel and he would blitz and he would come off the edge and he'd make tackles behind the line of scrimmage. Game-changing kind of plays. That's what I felt watching Cooper DeJean the last couple weeks. Howie Roseman brought these guys here. Howie Roseman signed these guys, okay? And then you watch the game end, and you watch how Saquon Barkley salts the game away as the Eagles go on a very long drive to finish the game. Barkley only had 51 yards on 15 carries for about 3.5 a carry the first 3 quarters. Final quarter, 7 carries for 57 yards. Saquon's been amazing. That was Howie Roseman's biggest move. Quinyon's been excellent. That was Howie Rose's first draft pick. And, of course, you have Cooper DeJean, who he traded up for in the second round. Howie's got to feel good right now because the team he built looks like it's ascending. The team he built looks like it is good. The team he built looks like it has cohesion on both sides of the football. The team he built right now has pick your poison on the offensive side and on the defensive side. Maybe not one superstar because I don't think Carter's left to that level yet, but there's good players at every level. It's as deep of a secondary as there is in the NFL right now. And away we go with the Eagles turning their season around. And then, of course, the last person I thought they made a statement yesterday, and it really has the last couple weeks, is the undefeated coach in the buzzed cut era, and that is Nick Sirianni. The team made a statement for him last week when they went out and won and dominated after the week that he had against the Browns, where it was kind of, you know, open season on Nick Sirianni, most especially by me. But the team showed last week they had his back. And yesterday I thought he showed he knows what he's doing because his team was ready to go. His team was more physical. His team was certainly more buttoned up in big spots, converted big fourth downs when they needed to. He pushed the right buttons yesterday. And, you know, at some point, you kind of have to accept who Nick Sirianni is. You may not love the coach. You may not love the personality. But the results are the results. And if last year ends up being the worst of the last 3 years, it's a heck of a year. It's a heck of a run by a head coach at Philadelphia because you have a 14-3 Super Bowl trip. This year we'll see, but you could certainly see them trending towards potentially being a division winner, winning 11 or 12 games based on the way they're playing right now. Now, I think, you know, there will be another side of the coin. They won't dominate like this every week. I do think the schedule will tighten up with division games and with tough road games like in L.A., and in Washington, and in Baltimore. That's all to come. But if they could get to 11 wins and win the division and have a home playoff game, and last year is their worst playoff, you know, outcome of the last 3 years, it's a good statement on Nick Sirianni, who's now 39-19 as a head coach in the NFL. I thought yesterday was a statement day. A statement by Jalen Hurts, a statement by Vic Fangio and this young defense, a statement for Howie Roseman that he did have a heck of an offseason, and a statement by Nick Sirianni that his team is tough. His team is finding its identity. His team didn't throw in the towel in September. His team is ascending in the middle of the season, which is exactly what you want them to do. There's a lot of reasons to believe. There's a lot of reasons to be really excited right now about a Philadelphia Eagles team that, quite frankly, I didn't think had this in them. I didn't think they were that good. I thought we were watching 8 or 9 win team. I said it a couple weeks ago. I picked them to miss the playoffs a couple weeks ago after saying, when the year started, my full prediction was 10-7, losing the first round. Now, that's still certainly possible. That would be disappointing at this point. But you watch them play, and there's a different level with the athletes they have on the offense. Good job by the offensive line yesterday. That's potentially, and a lot of it, on Sirianni. Like getting the team ready, preparing, scheming around, getting the backups ready to play. It's all the head coach's job. I thought yesterday a statement day by the Philadelphia Eagles. They played their butts off yesterday. They dominated that football game. And you wake up today proud to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan because that was awesome. Awesome to watch yesterday. Dominant victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, 37-17. We have ourselves a season to watch in Philadelphia. Appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe and follow the podcast. Go to our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.